Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to our new week here at It's Time For Me as we begin this week and over the next few days at looking at our nervous system. So the reason why I wanted to cover this is because our nervous system is obviously one of the biggest systems within our body, and it connects into the brain, it connects into our endocrine system, the nerves within our bodies, and also because the endocrine system into our hormonal energy as well. And when we are talking about our nervous system, you might think, for example, so I'll give an example just to explain it. Like, one time I was having acupuncture done, and the acupuncturist was talking to me about something that had happened years before to me. And while he started to talk about it, I was very relaxed because I was having acupuncture. But actually, I started to get really shivery, like this kind of cold thing came over me, and my body was starting to kind of shake. And he said to me, oh, your nervous system is responding. So what was happening was whatever he was speaking about obviously brought up like a bit of panic or difficult energy within my body, and my nervous system was responding to it. And that would be known as the sympathetic side, which is where it's nearly responding to a state of emergency within your body. So if you're feeling anxious, panicky, or even under pressure or overwhelmed, it's generally your body's going to go into fight or flight mode. And as I've explained before, then what happens particularly for women is all of the energy within the body goes to your heart and to your lungs. So that's to keep the body and the heart beating and the body moving, you know, energetically, and also the lungs so that you can get the oxygen in and you can breathe. And both of those things are going to keep you alive, and also the energy as well and the oxygen to keep going to your brain. So it just sends everything to be like, I'm in fight or flight, I'm in survival mode, and I need to keep going. The opposite side of that is the parasympathetic, which is when the body actually is responding to calm environment and surroundings, like a feeling of being having a massage done or something at a spa, and you're just completely like flaked out and really, really, really relaxed. You might find this in times of meditation or different things that you might do to relax yourself. But that feeling of just nearly like, oh my God, I could just be blown over by like a tiny bit of wind here because I'm so chilled in myself. So, and then when all of that energy is good like that, we therefore aren't sending all the energy just to the heart and to the lungs and the brain. It is going to those three places. But for women in particular, it sends these really positive hormones to your reproductive organs, to the parts of us as women that need to be functioning in a better way, where we reduce panic and anxiety. So we don't really, cortisol, as you know, is the stress hormone, and that can spike very highly when we're in this fight or flight mode, and that pulls all of the hormonal energy away, because again, it's trying to capture that to give it to the heart and lungs and the brain and all of that. So we can pull it away. So in certain instances, this is where women in particular can have hormonal issues, where you might be affected by hormonal things that are going on. Even if you don't have hormonal problems, you can be affected by this. So the reason I wanted to cover this as part of what we're doing this month is because mindfulness is a state of being, you know, within and in the moment. And obviously we're talking about gratitude as a way of approaching life. But this is more nearly a scientific part of who we are and how we're made up, and understanding why your nervous system might be the way it is, or why your body is responding to the way, or to responding in the way that it is, that doesn't feel pleasant, and what you can do, I suppose, to counteract that. And this can be hard. You know, I've been going through something quite difficult myself over the last couple of weeks. And I found myself actually being very, very crippled by fear and anxiety. To me, like, I can get like that, but I come out of it very fast. Like, I would have things to help me come out of it. But in this instance, for what was going on, I really couldn't. And I found it extremely difficult. And it has been such a difficult, like, 3 or 4 weeks. And nothing I was doing was working. Like, the meditation wasn't working. Trying to just sit down and relax wasn't working. And my whole system was just in that sympathetic state continually. And that is very draining. And what was happening was, talking about kind of the shivers, I was getting a lot of chills in my body. My skin actually broke out, which I hadn't done that for like months and months and months. It's like all the energy was just like being pulled out of my system. So then last week I started to come back into my body. just certain things, kind of realizations happened or whatever, which I'll get into at another time. But I could feel myself coming back into myself, and I really needed to be there. So it helped me actually this week to deal with this situation that has been going on, which is still difficult, but this is the key, I suppose. And it's really interesting. I'm teaching this week, considering what has happened to me over the last few weeks. But I was able to deal with some very difficult news yesterday, actually, because I had come back into myself, and because my nervous system was not just spiking off all the time and in that sympathetic state and responding to this feeling of crisis or this feeling of anxiety. And I was better equipped to deal with the difficult news that I got and how I can process that over the next while. So this is why it's extremely important that we understand these things when they're happening, because a lot of times when they're happening, we give out to ourselves. And I was doing that to myself over the last few weeks, going like, I know this stuff. I teach this stuff. Like, I should be able to come out of this. And I couldn't, you know, and like, this is like, we're human. But once I did kind of start to come out of it, and it did take 3 or 4 weeks, as I was saying, you know, when I felt back at myself, it was like, okay, great. Like, I need to understand, in a state like that, what am I going to do to be able to clear the energy? Because what I had done so far hadn't worked. So what I'd like you to do today is to think about times where you might feel like you're in a fight or flight mode, a state of panic, anxiety, just overwhelm. It doesn't mean you have to be like in a really difficult situation. You might find that just in your working day, you just kind of get a bit, oh, or do you find like your body's responding in different ways? It's really important just for today, just to get, forget about moving into the parasympathetic stage, which I'd like you to be in, but just getting an understanding or a recognition of what happens, like what's the feeling in the system and in the body, and something that's repeating itself, because generally we get the same repetitive type of energy when the nervous system is doing something. So some people, for example, who might be very anxious, like I was saying, I can get the chills and the shakes, but I'd also get, you know, quite nauseous in my stomach or not be able to eat. And there's responses. So what are your responses? And the reason I'm getting you to look at this is because if you can understand what they are, when they come up, you can say, do you know what, like, this is okay, it's normal to feel like this, this is my nervous system, and kind of sit with it, as opposed to like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why can't I sort this out? That you just acknowledge it and accept it and understand it. And then it's about saying, okay, when things, you know, like I was explaining to you, I stayed in that state for like 3 or 4 weeks, but I was going to come out of it eventually. My hope is if anything like this happens again, that I could come out of it quicker than this. So it's just to allow yourself this time now to see what these things are. And over the next few days, we will be covering more of this as we move on in the week. But I do think it's a really, really important energy. And also to know that you can work with the nervous system once you have that understanding and awareness, and you can shift the energy within the body. It might take time, it might take practice, but it definitely can happen. So I hope you have a lovely day, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.